from the 1st of January, this particular complex will be the subject of derelict sites levy, which is the equivalent of 7% annually of the evaluation. So there will be a levy put on the owners of the building from the 1st of January 2026. And it is expected that valuations of all new properties that have gone on to the register will be valued around October, November of this year.
And do you feel that these levies put, imposed even on the owners, may cause them to stand up and finally take action on this notorious eyesore?
Well, look, this was purchased by a large developer group, probably operating at European level, not just at an Irish level. And this has been let decay in Ballysadare, probably one of a few sites now across our county that is kind of mirrors what the Celtic boom left behind. It has been left too long in Ballysadare. I'm glad to see it has been allocated to the derelict site register. I do believe this should have happened much, much sooner. It is now subject to the 1st of January 2026. It will be subject to a 7% levy because it has been sitting there for too long. So that surely should put the developers in the right scope. We were also informed that Sligo County Council are still awaiting the report from the consultants who the owners have engaged to carry out the structural survey. The survey that Sligo County Council has recently carried out was from an external point of view and obviously couldn't access the internal of the building because they're not in ownership of it. So there has been some tests to be completed by the owners, for example, on the concrete and the foundations. We understand that the owners have committed to doing that and providing Sligo County Council with that report. And I suppose from that, we will then know whether it is feasible in terms of bringing this facility back into habitable use or not. But it is my preference that if it is, that part or some of this building should be knocked to provide the adequate parking in Ballysadare, and part should be made into affordable homes for the local community. That is the ideal situation from the local community's point of view.